Today we're going to do the mini thought record. So let's begin by taking an upright and dignified posture, coming into our meditation posture just as we would for a mindful mood record, and giving ourselves that stabilizing of the body and the attention into the present moment through the breathing. So just resting the awareness in the breathing for a few moments. And then giving ourselves three breaths as aware as we are able. And now taking a look at your mini thought record and asking yourself, what is my most troubling thought? So you've done, hopefully by now, a number of thought records or mindful mood records or cognitive connections worksheets, and you've begun to notice there are certain thoughts that recur from record to record. These thoughts may be underlying assumptions or rules that we're living by, or they might even be core beliefs. Underlying assumptions and core beliefs are helpful thoughts, are useful ones for the mini thought record. They're the ones that the record is designed for. So taking a moment now, and if you haven't recorded what your most troubling thought is, please record it now. And once you've recorded it, begin to ask yourself, well, what's the evidence for this most troubling thought? What evidence supports this rule that I'm living by or this core belief? And what evidence does not? So in your evidence columns, recording evidence both for the most troubling thought and evidence against it. So take a few minutes on your own for this, and then I'll help you. The most troubling thoughts of mini thought records being underlying assumptions or core beliefs usually tend to be very sticky thoughts that, as much as we may not like them, we unfortunately have been living by them, especially when we're in our moment of crisis. So they can be hard to challenge. So we have to really, even more so than in the mindful mood record, play detective with ourselves. We say, this is a theory, but I wonder what other evidence there is here. So allow yourself to turn to your evidence finding pages in your binder, tab 9, page 10 of the Mindful Mood workbook, Discovering Evidence Against the Most Troubling Thought. And work with the questions on this page to help you find evidence against. Now, a very fruitful place to begin is to check the historical record. So you may be having this most troubling thought frequently, today even, but you've had times when you didn't have it. How come? What's the evidence? What are exceptions? And recording it under evidence against. So it's page 9.10. One of the questions on page 9.10 is, what would someone I trust say? So our friends, those who love us, can usually quite readily point to evidence against the most troubling thought. What would they say? It's also really useful to ask ourselves, well, if a friend of mine, someone I loved, was having this thought about him or herself, what would I say to them? What evidence would I point to the contrary? Core beliefs and underlying assumptions, while they can be strongly held when we're upset, often recede to the background and aren't so strongly held. So those times when we don't have strong emotions, we tend not to believe them as heartily. What evidence are we noticing then? underlying assumptions and core beliefs are usually distorted thoughts. How is your particular thought a cognitive distortion? And how does knowing that point you to some evidence against? Take one more minute for evidence for and against the troubling thought. And then finish whatever it is you're writing, and then allow yourself to pause by sitting quietly in breath and body. So sitting quietly in breath and body, just this breath, this moment, nothing else. So we spend quite a bit of time on evidence because for this type of record, that's the key to getting it going. And you might care to come back to this and spend even more time on evidence, especially evidence against, because that can really help you work the record. Just pausing with the breath and body. Three breaths, aware as you're able. And then opening your eyes and working on creating new thoughts that are based on the evidence. So study the evidence columns for and against and try on creating some balanced thoughts. So we're using page 9.11 in the binder, creating new thoughts to help us here. And a balanced thought is where we summarize the evidence in the for column. Then we summarize the evidence in the against column, and then we link the two statements with the word and. Try on a few of those. With these kinds of most troubling thoughts, it's really helpful to come up with some third-person thoughts. So given the evidence, what would someone I trust say? Or what would I say to a good friend who was thinking this thought? We often say to ourselves things that we would never say to another person, such as the most troubling thought. We would say something much kinder, much more generous to a friend. It also helps to ask ourselves the future perspective thought. Imagine yourself a wise grandmother, grandfather, looking back on life. Lots of wisdom, lots of experience, lots of compassion. What would you say from that perspective? And then try yourself with a reality thought. It's the brain tweezer one. So you imagine that your most troubling thought is true. And then you ask yourself, if it's true, what would be the worst outcome? And what would be the best outcome? So you have these two poles. And then you ask yourself, between these two poles, what's the most realistic outcome? And finish up whatever it is you're writing, and then allow yourself to pause in breath and body. And let's pause now. Return to a sense of the body sitting and breathing. And three breaths, aware as you're able. And then we'll go into checking believability of each of your new thoughts. Now, with the mini thought record, the new thoughts are often harder to believe. So your ratings may even be under 50%. It's okay. Take a peek at your first new thought that you've written down. And then close your eyes and silently repeat it to yourself. And as you silently repeat this first new thought, start to notice how you feel in your body, in your heart, in your gut. Try to get a reading, as it were, from the body as to how believable this first new thought is. And you get some score out of 10, out of 100, whatever way you like to rate it. Record that believability rating. And then go through each of your remaining new thoughts and check out the believability in the same way. So take a couple of minutes for that on your own. try your best to be honest with yourself, avoiding any scores that are 100% or zero. When you finish checking the believability of each of your new thoughts, then allow yourself to rest in your breath and body before we do our last step. So sitting with breath and body, and having three breaths, aware as you're able. The last step of the mini thought record is next actions. And this is where we bring some fruition to the work. So gathering evidence against is really important. It's real foundational work for this record. Choosing next actions is where you're going to reap the benefits, and then engaging those actions. So looking at page 9.12 in your Mindful Mood workbook, choosing next actions. Let yourself brainstorm now all the different ways you could do some experiments or action plans to help you, possibly be believing more heartily and in an embodied way your most believable new thought. So what is your most believable new thought suggesting that you might do? Could this particular thought or one of the other ones be a mantra or an affirmation for you that could help you as a next action? Is there anything from the evidence columns making a suggestion about what you might need to do as a next action? It works best with the mini thought record if the next actions are geared towards the new thoughts, especially the most believable ones, rather than focusing on the most troubling one. So if you had a friend who had this most believable new thought, what would you suggest he or she do? Again, if you were looking back from the future as the wise, compassionate grandmother or grandfather, what would you wish you had done for yourself? Let the next actions be simple, easy to do, and perhaps even pleasant to do, even if they have a little bit of emotional challenge, anxiety-provoking challenge to them. And you may find it helpful to get support for these next actions from reading Chapter 8 in Mind Over Mood and from talking to your therapist. So finishing up recording your ideas for next actions, remembering once you've tried some of these actions, it's really helpful to record how it all went. And so you'll find documents in Mind Over Mood, Chapter 8, to help you with that. So pausing now, let's end with coming back to breath and body.